Let's see, injuries. Just the guys we talked about last night are really the only things to speak of, I would say. Shockey, same as last night. Ray, same as last night. Chris Canty has an MRI that we're waiting for on a groin strain. And, you know, we had the MRI in Art Brown but I with a pec strain, but he was out there on the walkthrough, so I don't know that there was anything issue there, but we'll find out here soon enough, and that's what I know at this point.
When it comes to young players, they tend to be emotionally a bit more up and down than a veteran, but with Marlon Brown's great start, is he taken to things in a more even-keeled way?
He seems to be. You know, he seems to be very even-keeled. You know, Marlon's done a nice job. He works hard every day. He's got a really good mentor in Torrey Smith. You know, he can see how Torrey's handled his success and the kind of approach Torrey takes to the job every day, and that probably benefits him.
John, with Ray Rice, he still didn't need an MRI. He has spoken enough about the
knee. Right. Correct.
John, can a guy play with a flexor strain? I honestly don't know. Are you wondering whether he can play, or since he hasn't had an MRI, it appears that he can?
Well, yeah, that's the indication that it's not a anything that's really serious. They would be looking at it if they thought it was. So we'll just be day-to-day with him, you know. Ray's a guy, probably, you know, I'd probably lean toward resting him this week and then seeing how he looks this weekend, you know. And he's not going to need the practice to play in the game. But if he feels great, we'll put him out there. And if he doesn't, we'll probably, you know, rest him and get him ready to go Sunday if possible.
John, 23 dropbacks in the first half compared to only 7 rushes in the second half. The script was more flippant. You got closer to that balance. Even though it was only 2.8 yards per carry, the run game seemed to change things for you guys. Can you talk more about the balance that you provided in the second half?
We had more balance in the second half.
And how it had an effect on the team in a positive way?
It had a positive effect. I thought it was good. Specific question, be happy to answer, though.
Coach, defense gave up 49 points the first week. This week they were able to hold the Cleveland Browns to only 2 field goals and the running back to 2.8 yards a carry. Your evaluation of looking at the tape of the defense?
Well, we didn't give up the big plays. You know, we tackled far better than we did the week before. The offense we played last week is further along than the offense we played this week. Certainly, we understand that. So you have to take that into account as well. But we just improved in some areas that we needed to improve in, mainly in the back end. And yet, when you watch the tape, there's a lot of things that we still have to improve in. So it's a work in progress. I feel like we're under construction, but it's always that way, you know. And we just have to keep building on what we've done before and try to improve going forward.
John, you watched the tape of Matt Elam yesterday, you know, how'd you evaluate that?
I thought he played really well. You know, he did what a young safety probably should do. He played to keep everything in front of him. There were some things that, you know, he probably could have played a little bit tighter at times, and yet, and younger guys probably would have made the mistake of playing it too tight sometimes. He played with a lot of maturity in that way, and it was good to see. He played well.
John, indicate when he got injured? Because it seemed like also maybe earlier in the game he might have got nicked up, but before he just went down. Or did he say anything about that?
I don't have that information.
Yeah. On the topic of Ray, the guy from the Browns, Bill Taylor, he smacked him upside the head, and he seemed to sort of suggest or intimate that maybe Ray had spit on him. Did you watch the tape or did you talk to Ray about the incident?
I've not talked to Ray about it. It was brought to my attention. I watched it. I didn't see that on the tape.
Must look like a mouthpiece too.
Right. Yeah, I didn't see that on the tape at all.
Which makes it tough to spit.
Right. You want me to put a quote out there like that? Really? A birthday gift, right? Right.
John, how big of a lift did Tendon Dawes provide the return game with Jacoby being out and just being able to handle both kickoffs and punt returns?
You know, Tendon did a really nice job. Thanks. At the end of the game, I happened to be walking down the sideline, and somebody said something. I said, yeah, Tendon's playing great. And there was Tendon right there, you know, and it was kind of neat. But he really solidified us back there with Jacoby being out and made the play. you know, to set up the score at the end of the game with a 30-yard punt return or whatever it was, we got the ball down there at the 42-yard line, I think, and took it in to score, was just hugely valuable. There was more wind out there than you think, and it was blowing a little funny up there. And he had their guy had some short punts up into the wind there that were hanging a little bit. And Tannen's got great hands, handled them very smoothly. So it was good. It helped us.
It seemed like Jimmy Smith had a strong game yesterday too. Was that actually the case when you had a chance to go back and watch?
Yeah, Jimmy Smith had a very strong game. You know, he was he made two plays back to back there at the end where he got, you know, Pat PBUs and was pretty much one-on-one there against good receivers with good throws. That he got the ball out, which was just so big for us in getting that last stop.
And how big was he on special teams, too? Just a couple times yesterday, I noticed him covering the gunner on punt returns. It seemed like he played a key role in a couple of the punt returns there.
You know, we're in a situation right now, and if you notice that, in special teams, where we're a little bit nicked up in different spots. And a lot of our guys have had to play a lot of special teams as well. Guys who are starting and doing things like that. James is starting on the punt team. Elon played pretty much in every phase. Michael Huff was out there in pretty much every phase. Jimmy, all the guys have done a good job with that. So that's a challenge, but they're stepping up. You don't hear a word. They love to play, but it's not easy.
John, is there any concern with the lack of production for the tight end and so forth in the games?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Those guys need to be a big part of what we're doing. They're fully capable of making catches. You know, Ed should be a big play guy up the seam, over routes, all those kind of things. We need to get Ed going. Billy made the catch on top of the linebackers, which was big for us. And you know, people consider Billy to be a blocker, which he does a great job of. But for him to be able to get downfield and make some plays like that's important. And then Dallas had a couple of big plays for us, had a big third down conversion. But those guys, you're right, those guys have to be a bigger part of what we're doing.
When you look at the film and you saw what many people considered drops yesterday, the Aaron Brown. The Marlon Brown, and also the Torrey Smith.
You mean the nine routes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you consider those drops or just tough balls to catch?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the NFL stats do not consider those drops, but those are balls we'd like to see caught. You know, those are balls that have been caught. I tell you what, those guys expect to make those plays. Torrey, he's been talking about it all day. You know, he feels like he should have made that catch, and he makes that catch 9 out of 10 times. And those are catches that we'd like to see Marlon make. You know, he's a big, tall receiver up the sideline. I felt like he slowed down a little bit. You know, felt like he kind of he gauged it a little more than he should have, rather than just running to the spot and beating the ball to the spot and going up and getting it. So that's probably an experience thing for him.